Welcome to the Victory World Outreach Podcast. We pray this message brings encouragement and inspiration to your life.
If you want to turn over with me to Mark chapter 9, I'm going to be reading a couple of scriptures tonight, but if you brought your Bibles, make sure you turn over there. Make sure I'm telling you right. Amen. Double check. Never hurts to do that. But I want to pray, and the ushers are just about done. I'm going to ask if you pause and just stand with me. We're going to pray together over this service. And I don't want to just pray like a normal opening prayer. I want you to shout. I want you to just, this is an opportunity for us to take our minds off of whatever and put it on God. So just take a moment with me. Lift your voice and let's just pray to God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for this service. I thank you, Lord, that this is not any service, God. This is your time and we are in the presence of the living God. And I pray, Jesus, for this crowd tonight, those that are listening, those that are here, Lord, I pray for the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, it's not by might nor by power, by your Spirit. And I thank you for touching each and every life tonight, for opening our eyes, opening our minds to your word. And I pray that we would catch nuggets of truth tonight. I pray that you would help us to catch this word in our hearts, God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the prayers being answered right now. We thank you, Jesus, that you are a big God, and we can come before you with faith and know that you're faithful, Lord Jesus. And God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. God, we thank you for what you have in store for us tonight. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give him a shout of praise tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. You can be seated again. Bible says stir up those gifts. Amen. And it makes me feel better. A little bit of noise is good. Praise God. You know what? Sometimes on a Wednesday night, we have to shake loose some of the spiritual cobwebs and just choose to believe. Amen. That's what the title of this message is. I choose to believe. And it's just a simple faith message. I'm just going to take a few minutes. And then I want to give you the opportunity to get before God on your own and pray. I want to start with this quick story. It says, one day while a father and son were out in the country climbing around in some cliffs, the father heard a voice from above him yell, "Hey, Dad, catch me." And he turned around to see his son joyfully jumping off a high rock straight at him. The father became an instant circus act, barely catching the boy as they both fell to the ground hard. For a moment after catching him, the father could hardly talk. When he found his voice again, he gasped in exasperation, "Give me one good reason why you did that." The boy looked at him and responded with remarkable calmness, "Well, because you're my dad." His whole assurance was based in the fact that his father was trustworthy. Amen. Why are we here on a Wednesday night getting before God in prayer? Because we have assurance that our Father is trustworthy. Amen. You might not realize it tonight, whether you're new to church or this is your millionth Wednesday night service, so you just kind of came in on another Wednesday night. We are in the presence of an almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God, and he is here to do more than just hear your prayer. He's here to meet your need tonight. He's here to do miracles. Amen. Praise God. And so tonight, we don't just have to come and wonder if he'll do something, but we know he's going to do something. Amen. Whatever you need tonight, God can and will do it. I believe it. Amen. If you don't believe it, I believe it for you. And tonight I challenge you, and I believe this message is going to stir up our faith before we pray. But sometimes we have to choose to believe. It's not always easy. Amen. I don't know about you. When I came to conference, we just got out of conference last month. It's easy to have faith, at least for me, during conference. Man, I'm like, we can take the world. It's awesome. And then conference ends, and now it's time to put into practice all those things that God stirred up in us. Sometimes we just have to choose to believe. We have to stir it up in us. Amen. And so I want to read this story in Mark chapter 9. Give you a little illustration of this. It says, then one of the crowd answered and said, "Teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down and he foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not." And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? So Jesus is kind of bemoaning the fact that these disciples apparently lack the faith to be able to do this. And we'll get to that in just a minute. He says, bring him to me. And in verse 20, they brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. How many know when Jesus steps on the scene in our lives, the devil can't be still? Amen. The devil cannot sit still. He might have a grip on your life tonight. You might be dealing with a lot, but I want to tell you, you're in the presence of God tonight, which means the devil cannot be still in your life. God's going to deal with something in us tonight. Hallelujah. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. So he's been dealing with this for a long time. Verse 22, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. And I want to really look and pay close attention to these next scriptures. And the father said, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you just keep that on the screen for a minute, this is the prayer of every person here tonight. This ought to be your prayer. God, if you can do anything, have compassion on me and help me. That's a desperate prayer. That's not religious. That's not haughty-taughty. That's not some kind of, you know, high up church speak. God, if you can do anything, just help me. That's the prayer of every person here tonight. And look at what Jesus said to him. If you can believe, in verse 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Now, you may not understand or realize this. This seems like a really simple statement from Jesus, right? If you can believe in me, all things are possible. And this is Jesus in the flesh talking to this guy. So it seems like a very simple thing, but I really think he's kind of asking a lot of this man, if you think about it. Think this guy's son has been dealing with this demon in his life, his entire life. And then the guy brings him, I bet you he brought him to the disciples and thought, if anyone's going to be able to help my son, it's these men who are always with Jesus, and they're not able to. And now the religious crowd, you can read about it, is kind of gathering and almost making a mockery of this. This is a horrible situation. I would never want to be in this situation. And now Jesus is telling him, believe, have faith in public, in front of the mockers, while his son is rolling on the floor convulsing. That's a big ask, don't you think? Amen. Maybe some of you understand. You're in this place tonight and I'm preaching on faith and I'm fired up and you're thinking, yeah, but you're not dealing with what I'm dealing with. It's hard to have faith. I've been praying. I've been asking, seeking God for a long time for my need. You know, he made his request known to Jesus, which is what we're going to do tonight. In just a few minutes, we're going to fill the altars, fill this sanctuary, and just begin to make our needs known before God. But God didn't just want his request. He wanted his faith. He said, but I also want you to believe in me. Amen. We know in Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. If we're going to come to God, we have to believe. Amen. If you're going to come before God in prayer tonight, God doesn't just want your requests. He wants you to believe. He wants you to stir up your faith and say, God, I believe that you can do this, that you will do this, that you're able to do this. Amen. John 6:37, this is a great scripture. The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. If we come before God tonight and we bring our faith, and we're going to talk about the faith part in a second, but if we come before God, he's not going to cast you out. Maybe you think, I've got nothing to bring to God. It's amazing that I brought my body to sit in this chair tonight. Sometimes we feel like that on a Wednesday night. I can be honest, sometimes it feels like that. He says, if you come, he will by no means cast you out. He won't ignore your prayer. He won't say, well, I'll get them next week. Amen. He won't do that. But we're going to go through times of doubt, and we're going to come to that place where of our life where what we believe is possible in our flesh comes to an end. You know, sometimes we can figure things out on our own. We feel like we can figure things out, but there always comes a point where it's just impossible for us. You guys know what I'm talking about. Amen. It's like your strength is gone. The candles burn out. Whatever, however you want to say, you came to the end of your rope. We all reach that place in times of our lives. But where possibility ends is where we begin to operate in faith. That's what God wants. Amen. It seems kind of crazy. God wants you to be at the end of your rope. I'm not saying he wants you to be depressed and beat down, but he wants you to get off of your own self and start putting your faith in him tonight. Amen. He wants you to come into this place and say, I'm not leaving here until I know God has heard my prayer. I think this man in this story was, he had to be confused. He had to be afraid because, like I said, he just desperately is seeking a miracle for his son and nothing has worked. And now Jesus Christ comes to him and says, just believe. After all that's failed, believe in me and I'll do it. But I want to continue here. We'll pick it up again in Mark chapter 9 and verse 24. I want you to notice when Jesus spoke into his life, something broke. And I believe these next couple scriptures, there's a whole sermon in this. This is the faith building part right here. Verse 24, it says, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. You know, in the Expositor's Study Bible, where it says that he cried out with tears, it expounds and says it was a loud cry that comes from the very depths of a man's soul. I know if something was going on like that in my son, that prayer would be from the depths of my soul. Amen. Some of you, that's where your need is coming from, the depths of your soul. And it says, when he says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, it's like he's letting go. He's declaring, yeah, I have some doubt. Amen. Don't sit there tonight and be pious and think, oh, I would never doubt God. If you're honest tonight, we all doubt God sometimes. We all have our doubts. Sometimes, even when we're praying, we're thinking, is this even worth praying about? Is this prayer just bouncing off the ceiling? But this man caught something and he said, God, I do believe, help my unbelief. And look in verse 25, it says, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him. And enter into him no more. Verse 26, then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead, so that many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Amen. So he casted the devil out and raised him from the dead. That man didn't come before God and say, with all the power and faith, and, you know, he didn't have some great, awesome words. He just said, God, I believe and help my unbelief. And then Jesus was able to do a miracle. Why is that? I just want to break that down for a second. Because, you know, when Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes, that man could have said, well, I believe, but I have doubts. I got to admit, I doubt. So you know what? I guess I'm done then. And a lot of people, when they don't see an answer to prayer, unfortunately, that's the attitude they come up with. Well, I guess God's not for me then. Or I guess I'm not good enough. Or I guess whatever, you know. And he could have gone away without his miracle. And who knows what would have happened. But rather than deciding it was impossible, he did what I'm talking about. He came to the end of what he thought was possible. And he said, God, I'm choosing to believe you anyway. And any doubts that I have, I'm giving those up to you as well. I'm giving you my faith, what little faith I've got. I'm giving you all my doubts. I'm giving you my stress with this crowd, whatever, God. Do what you can do. It was like a letting go. He came to the end and said, God, if you can't do it, then this is it. And that's when that little bit of faith sparked something and Jesus did a miracle there. Amen. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 19. This is after this happens. We'll turn there. We'll go ahead and turn over that way. But you know what? That's what we ought to do tonight. When we come before God, if you have doubts, if you have questions of God, bring them to God. This is what prayer is for. Amen. Maybe your prayer tonight ought to be, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. God, I believe you're a healer, but help me where I don't believe or where I'm struggling to believe. Bring those things before God. If more people would bring that to God rather than holding on to those things, they'd still be in church. Amen. God would give them faith. And we'll see this here in Matthew 17, verse 19. It says, then the disciples, this is after this happens, the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? I was interested when I read that because I had the same question. Aren't these the disciples? Aren't these the guys, like God's chosen men? Why could they not cast it out? Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. I have to think that the disciples had some faith. I mean, especially if they at least tried to cast that demon out, they must have had at least some faith, but they had unbelief that wasn't dealt with. So it's like they believed up to a certain point, but then what happened? Sometimes our faith is more than just one time. Amen. That word faithfulness means more than one time. Your faithfulness to your spouse is more than just today. It goes on. Amen. Amen. Faith goes on more. Amen. Sometimes that's when we say we got to push through. Amen. You might pray tonight, God encourages you, and then tomorrow you wake up discouraged. Get faith again. Choose to believe God again. Amen. He says, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. You know, he was showing them that prayer and fasting, spending time with God, is what gives them the faith to be able to do things like casting that devil out. Amen. If we can allow that to help us in how we look at these Wednesday nights, if some people would recognize what they're missing out on by not being here on a Wednesday night, what we're here to do tonight is what gives us the faith to be able to see miracles happen. How are we supposed to cast out the devil? How are we supposed to continue to build the kingdom of God if we're not in God's presence? Amen. If we're not leaning on his power, we don't have to come in, like I said, we don't have to come in with barrels of faith. Amen. I mean, that'd be great. I want barrels of faith. Amen. He says, just come in with a mustard seed of faith. Just come in and say, God, I believe. Help my unbelief, but I believe in you. And you just put your faith in God tonight. Amen. Jesus is saying that kind of faith only comes by spending time in prayer and fasting like we're going to do tonight. Amen. And look at Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55, 22 talks about it. It says, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. We're casting our burdens on Jesus tonight. You don't come into church pretending we don't have burdens. That's why we're here. Amen. We're giving our burdens to God. We're putting our faith. I mean, that's what that man did. He had a burden of doubt. He put it on God. He said, here's my faith and here's my doubt. Take all of it. Amen. Cast those upon Jesus tonight. I want to close with this story and then we'll pray. Some of you have heard this story. I know we've used it in sermons before. This is written by Will Graham. This is Billy Graham's grandson, and it's called The Tree Stump Prayer, When Billy Graham Overcame Doubt. It says, one night at Forest Home, he walked out, this is Billy Graham, he walked out into the woods and set his Bible on a stump, more an altar than a pulpit, and he cried out, oh God, there are many things in this book I do not understand. There are many problems with it for which I have no solution. There are many seeming contradictions. There are some areas in it that do not seem to correlate with modern science. I can't answer some of the philosophical and psychological questions that Charles Templeton and others are raising. This is just weeks before his famous Los Angeles crusade. This is while he's a preacher. He's dealing with all these doubts. But it says, then my grandfather fell to his knees and the Holy Spirit moved in him. And he said, Father, I am going to accept this as thy word by faith. I'm going to allow faith to go beyond my intellectual questions and doubts. And I will believe this to be your inspired word. My granddaddy wrote in his autobiography, I sensed the presence and the power of God as I had not sensed it in months. Amen. Sometimes we need a refreshing. Some of you haven't sensed the presence of God in a while. Tonight's your night. Amen. It says, not all my questions were answered, but I knew a spiritual battle in my soul had been fought and won, and a major bridge had been crossed. Hallelujah. You know what's happening tonight? When you bring your doubt, when you bring your faith, when you bring all those things with, and you just give it all to God, and you let go of everything you know, and you just say, God, I'm choosing to believe. There's a spiritual battle that'll be won in your life tonight. Maybe you won't walk out of here with the answer. Maybe you will. I'm not God, so I couldn't tell you. But I can tell you, you will walk out knowing that a battle has been won, and God will build your faith. Amen. Praise God. It's not reserved for Billy Graham. Amen. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons. He'll do that for you tonight. I believe he's going to do it. Amen. Would you just bow your heads and close your eyes with me for just a moment? I want to give opportunity before we pray. I believe God is going to touch somebody, touch all of us here, that he's going to begin to build our faith, that he's going to begin to let the doubts come out of us. Amen. He'll take our doubts if we give it to him. And you'll walk out of this place just knowing, maybe you won't have the answer, but you'll know that God has the answer and that you can trust him. But the first and foremost thing that we need faith for is salvation. And maybe you're here tonight and you can honestly look at yourself, objectively look at yourself and say, I don't know if my relationship with God is right or if I even have a relationship. I don't know if I can say that I'm saved and born again. I don't know if I died tonight, what would happen to my soul, but I want to know, and I want to leave this place without a doubt. If that's you tonight, we can pray a prayer of salvation. If that's you all across this place and you want to receive Jesus in your heart tonight, would you put your hand up and we'll pray? Amen. We'll pray together. How many would just say, I want to receive Jesus into my heart? Amen. Best decision you'll ever make. I see that hand. God bless you, sir. How many more? Amen. There's not going to be lightning bolts. There's not going to be anything crazy. I'm just talking about the salvation of your soul tonight. If that's you, you'd say, I need Jesus to come into my life. Just put your hands up. We're going to include you in this prayer of salvation. Maybe you're here tonight and you're backslidden in your heart. You once had a love for God. You once desired him in your life, but for whatever reason, you've fallen away and you haven't felt his presence in a long time. And you'd say, I know that I need to get some things right with God. I want to do that and take this opportunity right now. If that's you, just join these. Just lift your hand up and say, that's me. I'm getting right with God tonight. Amen. I see this hand. Praise God. How many more? Hallelujah. Amen. It's okay to give God your doubts too. Amen. Maybe you're here tonight and you'd say, you're struggling, you're wavering, you've got doubt. Good. That means there's something that you can give to God tonight. If you have doubt, I want to challenge you. Lift your hand for salvation and see what God will do. If you're not saved, just put your hand up and we'll pray. We'll see God do a miracle in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Let's all stand in this place tonight. In just a moment, I'm going to invite those that lifted your hands for salvation. We've got some people here that'll pray with you and support you as you make that decision. Tonight, I don't know what everyone here is dealing with. I don't know what kind of burdens you're going through, but I know that this word is timely for you. Amen. That God is here to help you. He's here to build your faith, and he's here to meet your need, and he can do it. Amen. And so I encourage you tonight, we're going to take some time and pray on our own. If you want to pray down at these altars, you can pray in your seat. I encourage you to come down to the altar. God will move in your life and we'll come back together a little bit later. But tonight, lay your doubts down before God. Just be open and honest before him and you'll be amazed at what God will do. Amen. Amen. Let's take some time and pray. If you raise your hand for salvation, would you come forward and we'll pray with you?
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us. If you like this message, subscribe to our podcast channel for more episodes. We would love it if you would rate it and share it with your friends. For more content from Victory World Outreach, and to learn more about us or to support this ministry, go to vwonow.com.